You know, you're kind of drawing back on my memory banks here, because I remember for a couple years leading up to the inception of the bass fishing at the state level, and I had kids that were coming into class, specifically like my environmental science class and things like that. They're like, hey, I hear they're going to start bass fishing. We want to do that. We want to do that. Well, I'd had some different conversations with Brian Dennison, who was the AD at the time, and he was supportive of it, and he was even like, you know, if that's something that happens, you know, then we'll see if we can't, you know, throw our hat in the ring. And funny enough, Mr. Swank, hopefully I'm not misspeaking here, but I'm pretty sure he was on the advisory committee
for the bass fishing.
So before this all got going, he was on that committee, and I think had a few meetings, you know, down there with probably Ganaway and all them. So he was definitely in it from, you know, the grassroots, if you will. But there's been an interest there. Like I said, even before they actually rolled it out and said, I mean, the buzz just around school and in class was, you know, hey, can we do this? You know, because like you said, it's students that maybe aren't into football or basketball. You know, they've grown up with dad or grandpa or whoever and done a lot of fishing. And so that created a lot of excitement. And then as soon as they rolled it out, like I said, Mr. Breeden was down there right away talking to me. And we worked with Westmore. We did everything together. I mean, when we practiced casting, when we made lures, when we went out fishing on farm ponds, I mean, it was Alito and Westmore together at everything that we did. So then that next year when we did merge and consolidate, you know, we didn't, again, see any hiccup there at all. We just continued right on doing what we were doing.